I'm Ian Pickus for WAMC News. After a decade, Ed Cox is out as chair of the New York State Republican Committee. Cox, the son-in-law of President Richard Nixon, will join the Trump 2020 campaign after Erie County Republican Chair Nick Langworthy secured enough support to take over state leadership. Republicans haven't won a statewide election in New York since 2002, one of the reasons local leaders sought the change. Schenectady County GOP Chair Chris Ketsley, also the Glenville town supervisor, supported the change, citing Langworthy's upstate roots. I spoke with Ketsley on Tuesday.
Well, I wasn't surprised, but I am pleased. I was an early supporter of Nick. Nick and I had some very good discussions about the direction he wants to take the party, and I think we both agreed there was time for a change, and I thought Nick was the man to lead us in a new direction.
What are some of the changes you would like to see and that you think Nick Langworthy represents?
Well, I think he's focused on a few things that are important. Number one is voter enrollment, you know, making sure that in a state like New York, we start getting our message out so that we start building the party again from the grassroots up. I think that was important, you know, making sure that we focus on our grassroots effort, which I don't think has happened in the past. I think he's talked about reaching out to new groups and new voter blocks, like the younger voter, really trying to find a way to attract more new voters, younger voters just registering. So those were some of the things that, you know, he and I had good conversations on, and his ideas resonated with me.
Why do you think Ed Cox lost the support of enough county Republican leaders to have to hand off control here?
You know, from talking to my colleagues in the upstate region, I think, you know, the losses that we've occurred, you know, have occurred over the last many years, dozen years or so. Losing 9 Senate seats in the New York State Senate was probably a devastating blow to the confidence of his leadership. And I think that people are just looking for something new and more in line with the values of the Republican Party as they are today.
It may be a bit of a different story in upstate, but aren't the numbers just against Republicans in New York State? I mean, it's been pretty reliably blue, at least in the presidential years.
Well, there's no question about it. And I think that's why we need to start doing some things differently, as Nick has talked about, and really start reaching new voters and different blocks of voters. But you're absolutely right. The numbers are very much against us, but we need to change that. We can't just accept that.
Do you think that there's still room for the idea of a Rockefeller Republican, which, of course, the term has its roots here in New York, based on the way the party has changed the last few years?
Yeah, I think in New York, certainly you have to look at that type of brand of Republicanism. But I also think that there's, since the Democrats have overreached once they got the Senate and now control every level of government, I think people are starting to look back to the Republicans for a more moderate and kind of a counter voice to what we're seeing in Albany today.
Let me get a local question in as well. Gary McCarthy is up for re-election, the mayor of Schenectady, a longtime Democratic leader. Do the Republicans have a plan to run someone against him?
No, not this year. One of the things this year with what's changed is they moved the calendar up on everybody this year out of the blue. So instead of having until June typically to find candidates, we had from January to February to find candidates, and that just made it that much more difficult. So this year, there is not a mayoral candidate in Schenectady against Gary.